Welcome back. This is Shlomo Schwartz. We are learning Masechta Pesachim, and we are in middle of Perek Dalet up to Mishnah Dalet. The last few Mishnayos were speaking about different minhagim that were accustomed to being performed in some places and not in others, and we continue along those lines. It says the Mishnah, Makom Shenahagu Lechol Tzli B'Leil Pesachim. Regarding eating roasted foods on Leil Pesachim, so they were somewhat accustomed not to eat outside in Chutz Laretz, to eat roasted on Leil Pesachim on the night of Pesach, because it looked like possibly you were eating the Korban Pesach, which was eaten roasted outside of Yerushalayim. So therefore, says the Mishnah, Makom Shenahagu Lechol Tzli B'Leil Pesachim. There were places that had the custom of eating roasted on Leil Pesachim, even outside of Yerushalayim. So if that is their custom, Ochlin, then they can eat. Makom Shenahagu Shelo Lechol, and a place where the custom was not to eat roasted foods on Leil Pesachim, Ein Ochlim, then the minig is not to eat. Similarly, there were other minhagim that, depending on the place, appeared to be noeg in some certain places and not in other places. Says the Mishnah, Makom Shenahagu Lahadlik Asaner B'Leil Yom Kippurim. Those who had the custom to light a candle on the night of Yom Kippur, Madlikin, they should light. Makom Shenahagu Shelo Lahadlik, those that had the custom in the place not to light a candle on Leil Yom Kippur, the night of Yom Kippur, Ein Madlikin, should not light. Now we know that Shabbos and Yom Tov, there is a takana that because of Onik Shabbos, actually it's a chov, because of Onik Shabbos, to light a candle in the house. On Yom Kippur, though, it appeared that it was dependent on the Menem Kamakam. And the Gemara explains that the reason is because since marital relations are usher on Yom Kippur, it's one of the five prohibitions. So therefore, the machlokus was whether having a light in the house or not having a light in the house was better on Yom Kippur because of that prohibition of marital relations between husband and wife. And so each minhag was dependent on what they thought was more appropriate for Yom Kippur based on that relationship of ish to ishto. So therefore, in places where you don't have that concern on Yalel Yom Kippur of relations between ish to ishto, says the Mishnah, you have no problem and you can light. And therefore, madlikin b'batei knesiyos b'batei midrashos, in public study halls or places of prayer, it's okay to light candles on Leil Yom Kippur. V'mevos ha'afelim, and in dark alleyways, it's okay to light on Leil Yom Kippur. And v'al gabei cholim, and also to light a candle for next to the bed of an ill person. In all these cases, since you do not have the concern of ish l'ishto on Leil Yom Kippur, it would be permissible to light candles in all these places. As far as lighting a regular Yom Tov candle on Yom Kippur, that would depend on the Minhag HaMakom as described in the beginning of the Mishnah. We continue with Mishnah Hay. There were places that had a minhag regarding Tisha B'Av not to do malacha. We know that Tisha B'Av is a fast day, and you're supposed to focus on Avelis, but there was no Isser or no Isser established in malacha, and the Mishnah tells us there were different minhagim. Makom Shenahagu Lasis Malacha B'Tisha B'Av. If there's a place in a certain place where the custom is not to do malacha on Tisha B'Av, awesome, you can do malacha on Tisha B'Av. And the fact that they established a fast day does not necessarily mean that it's asur b'malacha. Normally an avel is asur b'malacha, but even though this was established as a day of mourning, a day of avelus, this place held that it is okay to do malacha Tisha B'Av, because that was not the takana that you should be asur b'malacha, just have avelus, and therefore they did malacha. And if you're in such a place, then osim, you can do malacha. Makom Shenahagu Shelo Lasus Malacha. What if you were in a place where the minig was not to do malacha, because they felt that it's a sign of avelus, you should focus on the mourning over the Chorban, the destruction of the temple of the Beis HaMikdash. So in such a place, ein osim, you would not do malacha. However, b'chol makom, in all places, regardless of the minhag, talmid chachamim b'teilim. Talmid chachamim should be batal and not do malacha. And the Mefarshim explains that in order that the talmid chachamim should not be masiach das, they should not forget for a moment about the destruction of the temple. And the Meiri adds, and for Talmidei Chachamim of their stature, it is most appropriate for them to be focusing on the Churban HaBayis and not on anything else. And that's why, no matter what the Minhag HaMakom is, they should not be doing Malach on Tisha B'Av. Rav Shimon Gamliel adds on what the Tanakhama says, that La'olam Yasa Adum Atzmo Talmid Chacham, that for this purpose of not doing Malacha, everyone should consider themselves a Talmud Chacham, and it's not considered showing off if somebody chooses not to do Malacha on Tisha B'Av because he should be focusing on mourning over the temple. And everybody should therefore consider themselves and conduct themselves as a Talmud Chacham in this regard. Rachachamim say that even though we made it sound like going back to the original minhag we brought down of Erev Pesach, that a person should not do malacha before chatzos, says Chachamim, going back on that custom, it's not dependent on custom, it's really dependent on place. Yehuda in Judea, in the place of Yehuda, ha'yosu malacha b'Arvei Pesachim, they would do malacha on Erev Pesach, at chatzos, before chatzos. U'v'Galil, and in the Galil, lo ha'yosu kolikra, they did not do malacha Erev Pesach. So it was not totally in Minhag, it was totally in Makom, not on the custom, but rather on the place. Says the Mishnah further, Mahalayla, what about the night before Leil Yadalid when you did the Padikas Hametz? So, in the places that we said it's also Malach in the morning before Chatzos, Peshama says that they also did not do Malach even the night before. Peshama Ostrim, Peshama said that for those places and for the people with that Minhag, the Malach was also even the night before, just like Yom Tov on the Jewish calendar starts the night before, so too the Isra Malacha would start the night before. Basil, however, disagrees. Basil says that even the places where the minig is not to do Malacha Erev Pesach before Chatzos, it does not start the night before. Basil, Matir Nat HaNetzachama. Until the morning, Basil says it's Mutav Malacha, and they hold this like a Tanis, like a fast day, just like a fast day only starts in the morning, not the night before, other than Yom Kippur. So too, over here, this Isra of Malacha, not doing Erev Pesach before Chatzos, did not start the night before, only the morning of. With this we finish Mishnah Hay, and look forward to continuing next time Mishnah Vav.